My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Coach's Show with Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
The Coach's Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Dave Archer.
Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for our head coach, the Coach's Show, with our head coach, Raheem Morris. And we're going to do one segment with Coach Raheem Morris today because, you know what? He's got to get back to work, but a big game on Sunday night. Get ready for the Super Bowl chance to come in here. We'll talk a little bit about that with Raheem. But first, we want to talk about this game. Raheem, I had a chance to be in the locker room. You were kind enough to let me stand there with a bunch of other people that were kind of absorbing what was going on there. And tell me about the celebration. We'll talk about the game. But that moment was a raw moment that was emotional. There's a lot of hot blood, sweat, and tears that were put in that over the last several months. Tell me about that.
You know, it was really funny because I wasn't really a part of it at first. I was just kind of waiting for the team to get in like we always do and wait for those last guys to come in from those interviews and those post-game things. And, you know, you never want to start without everybody. And Kurt walks in and Drake walks in and Bijan walks in all at the same time. And we just kind of walk in together and the place just went nuts and just erupted. And the energy in it was authentic because it was about those guys. It was about those guys playing for each other, and it was just something that was really cool to be a part of, you know, with those guys with their water bottles just splashing all over the place and everybody jumping around and music going. It was a good vibe. It was a great vibe. It was something that was able to be shared with our ownership, with our coaches, with our players, obviously with our guys that were able to be in there like you, and it was fun.
I know how much you appreciate the theater that is the National Football League, and I'm not sure. I've been in a lot of environments over the 40 years I've been associated with this game, and I know you have been too. That was a hostile environment on Monday night.
That Philly environment is one of the best in football, and that is a lot of fun to go play in. It's a lot to go play probably if you're for them, but when you're against those guys and that environment is going and it is loud as it can be and they are hostile people and they are giving you the nice friendly gestures with their hands, man, it is something to be a part of. It's something to be happy about. It's something to be feel great when you silence them at the end. And it was definitely what we were able to do. And that was a cool feeling.
Well, certainly it was good to see that whenever you go to Philadelphia, if you're an opposing team, you're always number one with them, and they'll show you that by using one finger that isn't necessarily the number one finger. And we got a lot of that coming in there. All right, let's dive into the game, Raheem. There were are so many good things in it, and there's so many things that's cool that you can try to fix or get after to fix that are going to make you a better team next weekend. Tell me about the run game and the effort of the offensive line. We talked about it last week. They were going to be better. You talked about it. They're going to be better next week than they were last week. They were. Tell me about the run game.
You know, those guys coming off the ball with speed, as Led preaches, and all these guys, Flats and Nick Jones, and how those guys want to play the game. It was led by Chris Lindstrom and Dowman and those guys, and how they want to come off the ball and do the certain things they want to be able to do. Bergeron playing as angry as I've ever seen him in a short amount of time that I've been able to be with them. And then obviously the steady Eddie, Jake, and getting out there and being able to do our things with the big Viking to move people and get guys moved off the spot in order to get them some space for those running backs. And we were able to do that with Bijan and Tyler. And it's very key that I say Bijan and Tyler, because when you get both of those guys rolling like they were rolling last night, that's going to be a good result for us.
It's interesting, too, because I think a lot of people want to talk about the differences between the two backs. And I got to talking about it last night. They're pretty similar, which is kind of cool, I would assume, for Zach Robinson to be able to call plays.
They almost feed off each other a little bit to a certain extent. You know, when those guys get going, they feed off each other's running styles. And it's like they almost start competing a little bit with each other. And watching those guys get amount of yards that they are able to burst through lines and make one cut, get down the field. You know, obviously, there's not too many people in the world as dynamic as Bijan when he gets going and sticks his foot in the ground. But the same to be said about Tyler. When he lowers his shoulders and is a really heavy runner, he's tough to deal with and he's a tough tackle. And those guys going together, they're fun to watch, man. I enjoyed watching those guys do what they did last night.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun. And boy, watching Saquon Barkley, it looked like you were watching Bijan Robinson and vice versa. Tell me about that. I know there was a difficulty in defending the run. They're a little bit different animal because of their quarterback's ability to do things.
You know, Saquon, he goes out there and he finds space and he finds a gap. And you leave him any crease, he'll get in there and he'll get yards. We did a nice job of keeping him away from explosives. Yeah. When he got him out in the box, he got in space, our safety did such a great job of getting him down, and then we got a chance to corral him a little bit. But the other element of those guys is that quarterback. When he has the ball in his hand, he's running, whether they're design or whether they're scrambles, he is absolutely a problem. And not just with speed, but with power, with vision, and some of the things he's able to create when he has the ball in his hand. And he makes it so he's always in four down territory because of his ability to run the football. So those guys are tough to deal with, and we were able to hold up and get those guys off the field a couple times, but not without doing a little bit of damage first.
Well, I know you wanted to make Jalen play the quarterback position. You didn't want him just to be an athlete back there and let him run around. And so it looked like there might have been a concerted effort. I'll let you answer it. The pressure on him was kind of steady, and you came after him. Now, his ability to extend plays, was there an idea, or I'm sure there was an idea of trying to make sure he didn't make the impromptu play?
You know, you're trying to stay away from that, but he's hard to deal with when it comes to that, man. You want to keep him going to maybe away from his dominant hand a little bit and some of those things, but he gets going, and once he gets that vision, he's a tough tackle. He's just a tough tackle out in space, whether it be for a safety, whether it be for a linebacker, whatever the case may be, but he was able to make a bunch of plays, as he did on us. He did on me a couple years ago as well. And this guy is just a good football player, and our guys went out last night, and they were able to finish off the job, but it wasn't to the lack of effort from Jalen Hurts or that Philadelphia Eagles team.
All right, let's flip it over to the other side again, and let's go back the other way. We talked about you getting your quarterback comfortable, and we know Kirk had to kind of get up to speed to a certain extent last weekend. Some of that was good, some of it was bad. He took another step, and it wasn't perfect again for him last night, but another step and a big-time step. Tell me about getting him comfortable in the offensive line being the main conduit to make that happen.
You know, those guys did a great job protecting them last night. You know, we had a couple pressures there. We had maybe one sack or so, but when those guys got a chance to stand up and really protect for him, particularly in that last drive, that pocket was as clean as it gets and gave him the confidence and the ability to get down the field and reach some of our receivers down the field in a couple different situations. That 2-minute drive at the end, the one explosive to Mooney, going for it on the fourth down. There was a couple things and a couple third downs in there. We want to be better, but still, you know, when you're able to get the ball off to those guys and let those guys make plays and you get Kurt comfortable as he can be and setting his feet and stepping to his throws, that felt really good.
Well, there's a number of plays in the game that are difference-making plays, and I remember hearing all coaches talk about how there's going to be 7 or 8 plays. It felt like there were 15 plays in this game that might have changed the game. One of them was a decision you made in the third quarter to go for it on your own 46, 47-yard line on 4th and 4. Talk me through that sequence, because it led to the very next play, which was a 41-yard touchdown.
We wanted to be aggressive, you know, getting the ball at that time. You want to be aggressive at those moments, and you have your analytics people talking to you. You have your situational personnel. person talking to you, and we're very clear where we wanted to go at. And our marker probably was 4th and 3, so to speak. We were going to go for it and take a shot. It came up 4th and 4. We got aggressive. We went for it anyway. Zach called a great call. Ray Ray came out of his route, made a big time catch, got the yards, necessary yardage. The next play, I think they got a little frustrated, sent us a zero blitz at us, and Zach let it go and let the call out, and Kurt ripped the shot down the middle of the field to Mooney, and the next thing you know, he was doing a front flip into the end zone. And we were throwing a pool party on our sideline.
Well, the play in itself, there were so many things in the 4th down play. Kirk wants to try to work right side with Drake and Kyle. It's taken away. The offensive line affords him the opportunity to sit in there, and he finds Ray Ray coming back inside. Now, did Zach anticipate the blitz, maybe to run dog there to try to stop the run, and you fell into the play with Mooney?
You know, what happens is, we kind of came out and just caught one of our play action passes from Zach from up in the center, and when you turn around and you get a chance to look at it, the picture, and you get the zero look, and you go to that zero answer, and Kurt was able to find it. That's a part of the things when you talk about Kurt getting back into rhythm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting back to 100%, Kurt being back to himself, be able to find those guys in rhythm, knowing what it looks like, seeing what it looks like, seeing the big picture vision of the field. Those are the things that make Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, no question about it. Big time play right there. Threw the ball, really losing ground. And how about Bijan Robinson stepping up in the hole and taking the blitzing linebacker to give him a little bit more time to get that ball out. All right, let's talk about red zone. These two teams are both stout in the red zone. Bent a little bit, gave a couple of touchdowns up, but both teams were stout. Why is it so difficult for offenses, and you've coached on both sides. Why is it so hard to get it in down there?
You know, it's quite funny. I talked about it. You need the inventory that you have on teams, and you got less of that inventory when you're talking about the beginning of the season, and it gets harder to get in down there, right? The more inventory you get, the better you get at the red zone offense and defense, and you know, that's a work in progress for us. We got to get better. We got to punch that thing in at the end of the half to make these games a little bit easier for us, to find better ways to win, to find easier ways to win, to find more efficient ways to win, and all those things. And the same thing on defense. We've done a nice job of keeping people out the end zone. These guys were able to get in twice, but there's definitely one that you want to have back, one of those plays where you could feel like you can make a play, particularly the first one they got when Devontae Smith was able to make that play in the back of the end zone, which you can feel like you can affect in a better fashion, in a better form. But, you know, it is what it is, man. At the end end of the day, you want to go out there, find a way to get a win, and the team did.
Yeah, no question about it. The 4th-and-1 play near midfield, you went for it again in 4th down in the fourth quarter, late in the football game, and Bijan gets stoned on the play. Just a matter of them making a play?
Hey, he made a big-time play. It was Chauncey Gardner. He stepped up. He made a couple plays that night. He was able to step up in the hole and make a big-time play on Bijan, and he really hit him like a man up top, up high, drove him back, drove his feet, which is really hard to do, and he was able to get that done. But I love the fight and the grit and the resiliency of the team to go out there, find a way to get the ball back, hold those guys, keep it a one possession game, and not allow that thing to get out of control, get the ball back, and that opened up the doorways for, you know, one of the best comebacks we've seen around here.
All right, Raheem, take us. Let's go into that final 5 minutes. You get stopped at midfield. So now still down 3. You've got to find a way to get the football back. You've got your timeouts, but you didn't want to use them until you really had to. As it turned out, you did. Talk me through your mindset there as you were trying to kind of hold on to those timeouts.
You're trying to stop them there, and you don't want to blow those things early, those timeouts. They're precious. They're gold at this time. And you know how much time it takes you to get down the field, you know, just through your offseason studies and watch, doing some of your 2 minutes and how fast you can get down the field, how fast you can progress, you know, particularly if you're able to save more time. You know, we were able to get that thing down and get that ball back with, I believe, a minute and some of my left. And great job by the defense of hanging there, maintaining, you know, a couple situations that were not ideal. The 3rd-and-1s when you're going against the tush push or whatever you want to call it, the Philly shove. But it is what it is, man. They got the ball back. We got a little bit fortunate when they dropped the football out there. But a lot of my guys today said he was hearing footsteps. I don't know. but he got the ball on the ground. We got the ball back. We got a little extra time there. And that provided some space for our offense and Kurt and those guys to go out there and operate.
All right. Let's go into that final drive with Kirk. And you talked about, I remember the first time you sat down when he signed here, you talked about being able to process. And I don't think we saw a more of a computer-like operation than what he put on in that final 69 seconds.
It was awesome. You know, he's opening it up with a nice first down there to Kyle, coming off of a chip, looking downfield, nothing there. You go through your progression, exhausted, get to Kyle on the check down. He's able to pick up a first down. We're able to jump right at the ball, come right out there after that. He's able to signal to his receivers what he wants. We end up hitting the bench or a blaze out right to Mooney. He catches on along the sideline. He gets tackled. We're able to get down and get right into our hurry-up offense. We throw another place out there and able to get out of bounds. Another one to Mooney. We get down and again, hit another one at Drake. You're at the point where you're close enough and you're thinking about 30 seconds, how much you're going to leave them, things of that nature. But we were not having the success you want to have in the red zone in order to dictate those things. And you just get in when you get in. And we rushed the process a little bit, got in the end zone. Great route by Drake. Unbelievable route. He gets the ball in his hands. Cool goes out, nails the extra point after the penalty. And then it was up to the defense to go out there and get another stop.
And they did. They went out and got in. And we'll talk about Jesse here real quickly. 12 tackles, interception for Jesse Bates, who was our player of the game. There are a lot of guys you could have pointed to. Drake's route, I thought that the concept, they had a tight bunch to Kurt's left or to his right, and then you motioned outside of the bunch. A lot of times you see players coming into the formation, not going away from the formation, which created a one-on-one setup with a really good corner in Darius Slay. I know you got a tremendous amount of respect for him. But as good a route as you could possibly hope for out of Drake.
You know, really good route. And I think I heard Darius Slay talk about it. He got him. And it was a really good route by Drake. He took his time at the top of the route. He was able to separate and create as much separation you're going to see in the National Football League. Gave Kurt a nice, easy throw, whatever you want to call that in the National Football League. If there's such a thing with 35 seconds left. And they were sometimes those are the hardest ones to catch. And they made a play together. And it was... It was silencing in that building, in that arena. And that is how you want to make a visiting opponent feel.
Tell me about, okay, from a coaching point there, and you got a young player in Drake London, who I didn't think was overly demonstrative. I don't know if it was what he did that necessarily affected the referee. I know you had a long conversation with the guy on the sideline. If you can share any of that about what was said and why was there a penalty thrown there?
You know, originally I didn't see the celebration. You're thinking about what you're going to do, the extra points, how you're going to play your defense. You're going through a lot of a process, and the flag was thrown to move the extra point back because of a illegal celebration, you know, and it was the use of weapons or whatever the case may be. But I don't think we want those calls called that time. And I was having that conversation with the official of when do you want to call those calls and how they want to be assessed. And like they assessed it, we were able to overcome, you know, thankfully for us. But those things can really hurt you. And you got to be able to control yourself in those times. You got to be able to control yourself in those manners. And we were able to do that. We were not able to do that, but we were able to go out there and overcome for it and thanks for cool, man.
Yeah, Youngway banged one down. You don't normally see an extra point from 47 yards, but he nailed it through there. Let's go to the final couple plays. They get a completion to Goddard for 12, which I kind of factored in. They needed about 27 yards because Elliott can bang it. He's had two for over 60 yards to win games. So they needed to get to about the Falcon 43 with the completion of 12 yards. They're about halfway there. But the all-pro steps up, and really good job by A.J. as well, walling that inside corner route. Talk about that play, the way they played it defensively.
You know, big part started off with Kevin King getting the tackle in bounds, forcing those guys to get up to the line of scrimmage, and then that allowed us to get in position to make our call, not let those guys get settled. And like you said, A.J. being able to do his job, allowing the rush to get home a little more, Kay Nellis to wrap around and get a quarterback hit there, not allowing Jalen to put it all on the ball that he probably needed to, and that let Jesse step right in front of him and do what he does best, man, and get that game-winning interception for us. And what a great feeling that was.
Nothing better than victory formation as Kirk kneeled down on the ball. All right, last thing, Raheem, before we let you get out of here. I know you're still diving in. I know there's been some front scouting of the Super Bowl champs coming in. You're not just this first time you've looked at them. But just an initial thought of Patrick Mahomes coming in with this Super Bowl champ group that they find a way to win games.
You got arguably the best quarterback to play our game coming into our building. And on a Sunday night, and, you know, enough said about those guys, right? When you know that's coming. And arguably one of the best coaches to ever coach in that game, and Andy Reid. Got a lot of respect for what they do, what they've done. And it should be a great game here come Sunday night.
They got some young players at the receiver core. Pacheco ends up getting hurt, unfortunately. Never like to see anybody get hurt, but they're outstanding running backs banged up. How much does that potentially affect you here early on as you begin to game plan?
You know, these are the kind of guys they can do without. You know, they've done it for such a long time. But, you know, obviously when you lose a guy like Pacheco who plays with such passion and energy, you're going to lose a little bit of your mojo when it comes to those things. They do have P. Ryan, who's played a lot of football. I've heard they're working out some backs this week, you know. They like to get the ball to the receivers in short space, like Rashee Rice. Some of those guys let them catch and run a little bit anyway. So, and then, you know, that other alien that's playing tight end for them. So we got enough to worry about, and we won't feel sorry if Pacheco can't play.
Yeah, it's a good crew on defense that came in and won a Super Bowl last year. There he is, our head football coach, Raheem Morris, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More sports right here on the home of the Atlanta Falcons, 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.